The Burt Show.
Dr. Rick Van Haveren from CareerNavigator.net joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
We all took the same career assessment test off the air throughout the last couple of weeks. There were just a couple of like math questions at the end.
Right.
And why?
It's look at reasoning skills.
Okay.
So most of it's personality, but you have a little bit with reasoning as well.
Okay.
Did you score those separately? Like, can you tell us who got the most right out of those?
Because
I was feeling really competitive at the end.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't give you individual scores for that.
It's a lousy test.
Okay, we'll start. We'll start with Wendy.
Wendy's over here.
I'm really nervous.
Why?
Don't be nervous.
You got the job.
I'm going to be like a forklift operator who doesn't get emails.
What if you're supposed to be a stripper and that listener who said get on the pole is
like,
right?
I'm right.
They were actually giving you solid advice.
Exactly. Like I need to do.
Well, in terms of characteristics, Wendy tends to be pretty warm, attentive to others, pretty lively, spontaneous, and likes familiar within the workplace.
Okay.
So in terms of jobs that might be a good fit, there tend to be two categories. One would be things like office practices, a bank manager, scored pretty high on insurance agent, and really high on restaurant manager.
Really?
I'm taking over the flying biscuit.
All right, Wendy. We're going to have a talk.
Look, isn't there that restaurant at the Cheetah? What is that one?
Alluvia?
Yeah, there you go. You kill two birds with one stone.
I was actually hoping for Oasis. That's my opinion.
The Good Time Emporium?
So that indicated to you that she's better behind a desk.
She's good behind the desk. In addition to, she kind of has a helping style. So something like child development, child care worker, special education teacher, things like that.
According to that listener, she's best under the desk.
Oh,
you can do it all, jack of all trades.
Maybe she was just trying to help.
She was trying to point you in a better direction.
Into a profession she saw was better for you. Okay, so a nurturer.
Yep, and in terms of things she might want to avoid, science, architecture, medical researcher, kind of your math, science, those types of things.
I don't want to go back to school.
So I'm not hearing a lot of stuff in there that indicates entertainer.
Not really. Actually, in terms of looking at everyone here and their characteristics, Wendy has the lowest score compared to other broadcasters.
Okay.
Oh,
so, yeah.
What a great day of radio for you.
Yeah.
Don't you love your job? This is great.
I'm going to go home and just turn off all the lights.
Wait, Wendy, she's not kidding.
You want to go drinking rate of 10?
Yes,
I'll go with you.
I used to work with a girl in Dallas that would get an email or some results like this, and she said she would sit home and she would sit in bed and she would watch her ceiling fan all day long. It threw her into such a depression.
Aww.
I won't
let that happen to you.
No, I won't go do that. I'll go for a run.
Well, it was still in the low average range, but not as high compared to everybody else.
So she's an entertainer, sort of, but it's just not on the. It's not best for her.
Right.
Her personality.
Right.
A little sad. Okay.
Well, it's too late now. You're under contract. So you can't leave. Even if you want to, you can't go anywhere. Okay?
Okay.
You are under contract, right?
No.
Oh, really?
But thank you for the...
That'll help.
Can we...
I'm getting fired today. I have a pink slip on my desk.
Stop talking.
Yeah, could we focus
the show somewhere else?
Mine obviously says I talk too much.
I'm ready to go home.
Let's move on to Bert.
Anywhere you like.
Okay, well, we'll do Bert.
Okay.
Bert tends to be pretty imaginative, abstract, open to change, also a little tense, driven, and had the highest anxiety score.
Okay, I would probably say
totally
true to all that. Yeah.
And high on risk-taking adventure. So in terms of work environments, definitely fits the artistic type.
Mm-hmm.
So probably whatever you do, as long as it's a form of self-expression, would be a good fit. So something like photography, writing and editing, performing arts, you're really that true.
You could be that Happy Little Trees painter guy on PBS.
Yeah.
Happy Little Trees right here near the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away not too long ago.
I know, it's sad.
Well, he needs a fill-in then.
That guy he was like a lava lamp. It's just so comforting watching it.
And why did you stop every time you were flipping through? He was like the Shawshank Redemption before the Shawshank Redemption.
You're right. You couldn't just pass by him.
And we're going to paint a happy little stream right down here.
And he'd be like, it was like a masterpiece when he was doing that.
Some happy little clouds. I don't know why I'm talking like this. I'm turning myself on.
Guest in studio.
Happy little pants.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm sorry, doctor.
That's all right.
I think, yeah. I mean, it sounds pretty accurate. I'm always a little insecure about the show, always sort of feeling like, oh, man, that was it. That was the last good day of radio we ever had.
When even watching you here, you know, you're up and you're moving around.
Yeah.
And so, as you mentioned, something like office practices, administrative type things, where you had to sit in a cubicle all day. Yeah. Like filling out the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
I would have guessed that was probably pretty stressful for you.
Gun in my head. If I had to do that, seriously, that would be really difficult. So entertaining, I'm in the right field.
Right.
I'm just going to be insecure about it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your spot
test,
on.
I spent an hour taking your test, and you didn't tell me a damn thing I didn't already know. All right, how about Melissa? Is there something else? Am I cutting you off?
In terms of leadership, you'd probably be a pretty permissive leader. So in terms of leading others, might not be.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't. I really don't. It's the part of the job that I hate more than anything else is I have to manage. I suck at it. Melissa and I had a conversation yesterday, and I was anxious throughout the entire. I hate it. I just want to be. I want to be led. Somebody leave me.
Save all that.
If there was more money in just following, I would do it. I swear. All right, that sounds okay. Really accurate. Like I feel like you nailed me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're a good test taker, then.
I guess. Well, I copied off somebody else's paper.
You didn't think you were, you know.
He but just made a design in all the circles, you know, when he was
B, 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 C, C, C. Hey, look, it's a naked woman. Look at her breasts.
Some of the questions are really tough because you know how you want to answer because you know how some people see you where, I think people probably see me as more outgoing than but I have a very shy side to me at times and a very insecure side in public.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really strange about answering those questions, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Melissa.
All right, Melissa.
Yes.
Interesting. Tends to be pretty introverted, reserved, but also cooperative, probably deferred to others.
Mm-hmm.
So also has kind of a permissive leadership style. Tends to be pretty serious and low on risk taking.
Mm-hmm.
So different than a number of the others in the
group.
That's
why Bert and Melissa haven't had sex yet, because nobody is willing to step up and make it happen. Although we all in here can tell that they want to.
Feel the chemistry.
It might show that we're good liars.
It's almost like I'm surprised the doctor's not getting warm just sitting between the two of you.
He's never coming back. Okay.
So in terms of jobs that might be a good fit, you scored high on writing, librarian.
Librarian?
Scored high on librarian. Right. Liberal arts professor.
Okay. I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe some science things, biology, math, those kind of things.
All right.
Where did entertainer come up on that whole thing?
Well, entertainer really didn't.
Oh, good. I'm not alone. I didn't want to be in my own bubble. There's somebody in my bubble.
You could be the special ed teacher in a school, and I'll be the librarian.
Who's hiring?
I have sort of said this to Melissa before, and I've tried to do it in a non-offensive way. Like,
you're about to talk too much.
You know what? That was very leader oriented. Shut the hell up.
I had said to Melissa that I think that her calling is something bigger than radio. Like it's in philanthropy or it's in, I don't know. I mean, I've never said you're not good at what you do. It's just that I don't know. I just kind of feel like she's bigger. Like some of those stuff that you were talking about.
We didn't have this conversation.
Where you'd be most comfortable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So in terms of things to avoid, a lot of business type things, management, sales, CEO, hotel manager, hospital administrator, those kind of things.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, we talked about that because I think that, you know, I view things in more of a bigger, I don't know, scope sometimes, more than I should. You know, I never tend to dumb things down, and sometimes I need to. And so, you know, so that's a fair assessment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Jen Hobby.
Good news for Jen. Tends to be really extroverted, warm, open to others, more socially bold than others on the team.
That's proven by Midnight Swim.
That's proven anytime you drink.
And in terms of you had the best leadership skills.
Oh, that's cool.
I can see
looking
that.
At that, had good leadership skills.
And come on, do a shot! Do a shot! What are you, a girl?
Exactly.
Do a shot!
That's kind of what I was saying to you.
And what did I do?
You followed my lead.
Yes, I did.
It's our party profile.
So in terms of jobs that would be a good fit, lots of different types of things. Advertising, marketing, corporate trainer, media.
You were in marketing for a mm-hmm, while. Mm-hmm,
media, mm-hmm. executive, also some artistic type things, music, dramatics, interior decorator, and maybe some helping things like be an occupational therapist, child development, counseling, those kind of things you were pretty high on.
Prostitute.
Well.
Things that she's not doing now.
Very bold, oh, social.
She's looking for careers she's not dabbling in.
She's calling that marketing. So.
It's all in how you spin it.
Just get in the car.
So far, so good. And how about
there's an anxiety scale and an emotional adjustment scale, and Jen had the highest scores there. So
what does that mean?
The lowest anxiety, and you have the best emotional judgment or emotional stability.
Right, that's where you sort of lost credibility.
Yep.
Right up until then.
Right up until emotional stability, I was all in.
Although it was still in the average range.
She's a really good faker.
Is actress on there at all?
All right, and for Jeff, what
for
was
Jeff, I saved Jeff for last. He was an interesting. He's got an interesting profile, and it seemed like it took him a while to actually take the assessment.
Serial.
He was the last one to take it.
He was the last one. Very introverted, more introverted than anybody else.
Yeah, he don't like people. We've said that before. Mm-hmm. Jeff's not he's the only guy in radio that really just doesn't like people.
Right. And he had higher scores on being suspicious, a little bit guarded.
Mm-hmm. Not a suspicious character. I'm suspicious of others.
Suspicious of others.
You are a shady character, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the most likely to steal something out of your purse. Maybe to hack into their parents' bank account and take the retirement fund.
Pull your kids away. Pull them away.
Let's see. He was also pretty, though, abstract, imaginative, and also have some risk-taking adventure-type mm-hmm. interests. So in terms of when his leadership style, the scores are from 1 to 10, mm-hmm. and he had a 10 mm-hmm. on being an authoritarian mm-hmm. leader. So where everybody else is kind of in the middle or on the permissive side, Jeff is if he was in a leadership position, probably be a my way or the highway.
Yeah, he's a bulldog.
Yeah.
I think I've referred to him as the bulldog before. Mm-hmm. Bulldozer.
It was just it was privately when we were cuddling, but
and you're my little poodle.
Now we see where the real chemistry is. So you're out.
Well, I'm authoritative and Bert's a pushover, so taking advantage of him.
You fit. So in terms of jobs, it might be a good fit. Law, math.
You were getting into law, right?
Yeah, before I got sidetracked into this illustrious crowd.
It's definitely an interesting path.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So other types of things like being a CEO, investment manager.
Bring it.
Physicist. Analytical types of things, critical thinking types of skiing.
All stuff good for him. I've always said that. Yeah. Jeff is one of the best troubleshooters I've ever worked. No, the best troubleshooter. Very analytical, can see everything from all sides, and mm-hmm. you know, sort of like he's a cabinet in one because he's got a whole bunch of different angles on just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, these were right on, with the exception of Jen's emotional thing. These things were right on.
How much? Come on, you're gonna make her cry.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Crying, traveling pants.
Yes, but that was a good movie.
No, you've been. I mean, come on.
Is there any indication in there? Going back to the CEO thing for me, mm-hmm. if I left radio right now, like at 10:15 today, mm-hmm. how much could I make as a CEO? ASAP.
Please tell us. Please tell us the number is high.
Oh, it's in terms of salary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy amount.
All right.
I mean, assuming it's, you know, there's some people that have a company of two and they're the CEO.
So you can be your own CEO.
Right?
CEO of Jeff Inc.
That's right.
All right. So as side notes, was there anything that really shocked you by anybody or as a group?
I'd say the anxiety a little bit as a group, just kind of, but you find with a lot of people who are pretty driven, mm-hmm. they can be tense, anxious about things, worry about things, fret about things, ruminating. So I thought that was kind of a surprise.
I think the industry sort of attracts that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like there's a bubbling anxiety to people that get on the radio. Or both.
I think both.
Yeah.
For sure.
Probably the career that we should stay away from to protect ourselves, and we dove right in.
Right.
You know?
I think radio, media, I think all media is filled with many, many insecure people. I think that's how you're extroverted. You know, anytime you push yourself out there, it's, I don't know, I think sometimes to make up for something that mm-hmm. you feel inside.
Is there anything that would indicate that we don't work well together as a team?
Not really. I mean, it's interesting. You all have some different personality characteristics, and probably in a way that's how it makes it work, where if you're all the same way, you don't have somebody to fill in the gaps.
Would you have, not knowing that we are a team together, if somebody was saying, look, I'm potentially hiring these four or five people to work on a team together, would your assessment be, that looks great, they're going to be around, or would it be, don't even get them in a room together?
I think that it would work well in looking at your personality styles.
Because it's different enough.
Right. You're different enough. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, this was fun.
That was cool.
Yeah. Now, if you guys want to do this, you can do this on your own also. We're going to link on up over to careernavigator.net. If you can't remember that, careernavigator.net from all the hits, Q100.com. And this is Dr. Rick Van Haveren.
And if anybody's looking for a CEO, Jeff at allthehitsq100.com.
But not a babysitter.
Right. Well, and definitely Jeff was low on nursing and elementary school teacher and fitness instructor.
That is a We found that out from his Wii Fitness.
The Burt Show.